happens straight after Yom Kippur? What is the day after Yom Kippur? The day after Yom Kippur is first day of Menas Manim. So for Bachrim, maybe it's not so busy. For people, for Avreichim, is the time you have to start preparing for Yom Tov. This year there's Shabbos in the middle, you go make a sukkah, you go find Dalet Minim, maybe you got your Dalet Minim before, it's your sukkah already, so you've got to worry about clothes for your wife, clothes for the children, food, v'chula. When on the day after Yom Kippur are you actually going to learn Musa? So now, you've got to be practical, and you've got to think, okay, I know what I'm going to be doing the day after Yom Kippur, so I know that I'll daven. Let's say one of the people who get up and is going to daven nates the day after Yom Kippur, and you'll be finished by you'll be finished davening by 7 o'clock, and 7 to 7:30, I'm going to learn Musa. Fine, okay. What about the next day, Friday? This year it's Friday. Right, Thursday's Yom Kippur, Friday. Then Shabbos, when are you going to be learning your half an hour later? I didn't mean Shabbos, okay. So Sunday morning, when are you going to be learning Musa then? And then what about on Yom Tov? And what about Chol HaMoed? And what happens after Chol HaMoed, Simchas Torah, and then what else after Simchas Torah is Ben Azmanim, Tiyul in the Yeshiva, v'chule, and going here, going there. So when are you actually going to learn this half an hour Seder Musa every day? So by the time you get to the new Zman, you would have long forgotten that there was a Yom Kippur, and you've forgotten your Kabbalah, and you've got things. So that's not how you make a Kabbalah. You have to make a Kabbalah thinking all the Lamaisa, Lamaisa. That's number one. Number two, when you make a Kabbalah, you make a Kabbalah on very, very small, something very, very small, not something so big. I'm going to learn half an hour Musa every day. And let's say a Kabbalah in Limud Musa, something like what a good Kabbalah would be, I'm going to learn Musa for 5 minutes once a week. I don't tell you, what? 5 minutes once a week? What's going to happen? Well, first of all, nobody's saying you shouldn't try and learn Musa half an hour every day, but don't make a Kabbalah on it. To make a Kabbalah that you're going to learn 5 minutes a week. But that's not enough for a Kabbalah. When? Which 5 minutes? Think of it practically. When do you have those 5 minutes that you know you're anyway... So let's say you daven in Minyan on Kabbalah Shabbos, and between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv there's half soccer, and you're always there for Kabbalah Shabbos. You're not one of these people who runs in for Baruch Hu. But you're there for Kabbalah Shabbos. And normally, so whatever you learn, the parasha, you learn this, you learn that. So, but that's a time when anyway you're there. And so then you can say, okay, 5 minutes then between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, I'm going to learn Musa. So then, even the first Shabbos after... after Yom Kippur, you have your time. You're there anyway, and you think, okay, so you do your 5 minutes. The next day, the Kabbalah is not again. The Kabbalah is not again until you get to Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed might be a bit more iffy. It depends. Are you going to be in shul that time or not? If you don't mincha gedolah and you don't, then there's no Kabbalah Shabbos, just Mizmor Shir. So maybe you have to think practically. Number three, when you're making a Kabbalah, you should also make a let out clause. And if I forget, if I didn't do what I was in the Kabbalah, then I can be mashlim, whatever, Shabbos morning, Motzi Shabbos, I could be mashlim. You make a hashlama, so what's the maila is that even if you forgot once, you still have the opportunity to keep the Kabbalah going. Number four, another very choshev thing is, instead of being mekabel, I'm going to learn Musa for the whole year. I'm just giving you a dugma to learn Musa. It could be to learn halacha seder for 5 minutes a week. Learn if you want to work on you want to work on lashon hara. It's an idea to learn Sefer Chofetz Chaim. So it's a very, very good idea to work on lashon hara, to learn two halachas a day. The Manchester Yeshiva's Segel Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, his idea: learn two halachas a day, but don't make a kabbalah to learn two halachas a day. That might be too much for you. So make a kabbalah once a week. I'm going to learn two halachas of Chofetz Chaim. You'll try and learn it every day, the Seder, but we don't. We're talking about Hilchos Kabbalah. We don't want to make a Kabbalah which I'm not going to keep, and then the whole thing just fell down. So another Eitzah is to make a Kabbalah just for a short time. The Marshal, you make a Kabbalah for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something. Another idea. Let's say a person wants to make a Kabbalah and he wants to work on brachas. Work on his brachas. So I'm going to say brachas with kavona. It's a silly kavona. It's not real. It's not going to work. So take a specific bracha. What bracha are you going to work on? If you're the type of guy who, let's say, you have breakfast every day. Some people don't have breakfast. You have breakfast every day. And let's say the dugma. You have bread every day. So maybe you'll say, I'm going to be mekabel to say that first hamotzi in the day with kavana, not just to throw it out. But don't be mekabel for the whole year. Be mekabel. I'll do that for 2 weeks, or 1 week, or 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, then maybe I'll be mechadish it for another 2 weeks. Do it small things. When I know that this week I have to say be makpid to say this hamotzi properly. Or another idea is to say the first asher yotzar. When you wake up in the morning, you say asher yotzar. I'm going to say the asher yotzar with kavana. But you're going to make such a kabbalah. Are you half asleep or three quarters asleep when you're saying Asher Yotzar and Birchas HaShachar, and you gabble it down because you always come too late for davening and you don't have time to work on it? So then that's a silly. Don't be mekabelit then, right? You want to be mekabel. I'm going to come on time for davening. Fantastic. Be mekabelit for 1 week, and then at the end of the week maybe you'll be mekabelit again. But do something which I could be oimid in. I could. And again, when you make a kabbalah and Yom Kippur, you have to think: how's this kabbalah going to work for Ben Azmanim, for the days after Yom Kippur and Chol HaMoed and etc. etc. And you have to be very practical. You'll tell me this small kabbalah. What's it worth? 5 minutes. 5 minutes a week learning Musa isn't going to do much for you. 5 minutes a week learning Chofetz Chaim, it'll take you years to get through the Sefer. You'll be saying a lot of Lashon Hara between now and when you finish the Sefer. Making a Kabbalah to come on time for Shachris for 1 week, what does that help? There's a big, big Nafkamina. Nafkamina is that before he made that Kabbalah, the person was totally Hefka. He wasn't a Kabbalah, he didn't have any Kabbalahs. And whatever he does, and he's Avodas Hashem. Now he's a mensch with a Kabbalah. And even it's a very small Kabbalah, and it's not a Kabbalah legabe, the direct Kabbalah on all his Averis. I told you, make a Kabbalah klolis for something like learning Musa, learning Halacha, or something which covers all Averis, Tshuva klolis, and one specific Kabbalah. Like I have a Petiah Mezalzel in in their brachas. So first week after the thing, my first avotzi, my first asheyotzar, whatever I'm going to say for kavodim for that week. The person comes out in Yom Kippur, he's a mensch with a kabbalah. He's a different mensch. He's an ish acher, which is one of the yesodos of tshuva. Shinui Hashem, the Rambam says, what's Shinui Hashem? Shinui Hashem is ani ish acher. Doesn't mean it doesn't help to do tshuva. If your name was Josh, and you now call yourself Yoshua, or instead of calling yourself Josh, you decide to call yourself Joe. That isn't tshuva. Shinui Hashem means you're a different person. So a person with a kabbalah is a different person, albeit a small kabbalah. A person with a big kabbalah, which isn't a real kabbalah, is useless. He hasn't got a kabbalah. I'm never going to do any more averus again. I'm a kabbalah to learn half an hour musa every day for the rest of my life. It's not a real kabbalah. It's not going to happen. So that when a person is making kabbalah, he has to think practically. A small, the tiny, very very small, something which he knows he can be with kabbalah, knows he's going to do it. Think, when are you going to be able to do this? Make a let out clause, and for a small time, and then you could be mechazik it. Then it's the smallest thing. A kabbalah. The mention of kabbalah. Kabbalah is a different thing. Person came out of Yom Kippur a different person than he went in. And Kachi Balmi Rabbi Seinu, that in steiging, in growing, changing oneself, Chutei Saira, you don't jump, as I said last week, you don't make jumps, you do a Chuta Saira. A little Shinui is a huge Shinui. A little Shinui. That's what the Mali Musa taught us. When a person becomes a little shinui, the marshal, a person wants to be moisif on his hasmada. So it's okay. I'm going to be mekabel to learn every night. I'm going to learn till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to work. It's not going to be mekabel. Instead of leaving at 10:30 from night seder, I'm going to leave 10:35. 5 minutes, big deal. That's a small breaking the thing. Instead of 10:30, end of seder, now we can be bariach like a tinumi beis hasefer. No, I'm staying another 5 minutes. Those 5 minutes are gewaltig. And then maybe after a few weeks, a few months, maybe I'll extend it another 5 minutes. Chutei saira. That's how a person grows, because that's. He's mekabel something on himself, and it's something which is real, which he can do, and has to try and make sure he will do it. Mashaikin, you make something which sounds very frum and sounds a bit like big tzidkas, but if it's not going to happen, then it's garnished merit. So all that we've been talking about is Hilchas Aziva. Now you get to the next stage, is Charota. To work on Charota. So first of all, we have to understand a little bit, the Mesilas Yesharim says that the Iker Chiddush of Tshuva is Charota. That's how the Mesilas Yesharim looks at it. And he says, what's the Chiddush of Charota? Charota works like Charota Saneder. The person made a neder, and afterwards he sees that when he made the neder, he thought he could keep it, and he thought this, and now he realizes that it's not shayach, whatever it is, and he comes and he tells the Bezdin that he wishes he wouldn't have made that decision, that neder, because now he realizes he can't keep it. And the Torah was mechadesh that the person has charota, and the bezdin can be matir the neder. So says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's how tshuva works. When a person's mischarit for the decisions that he took, that he did these averas, and then he doesn't have to go to a Beis Din in tshuva, and then that charata works, the mafreya, to be oiker the chet. I don't understand, how does this work? That's a shtickle pellet. Agav, the feeling of Mesiris Yisroel, you understand Al Koban the Minig to do Hataras Nadorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because Hataras Nadorim is Kain Chazor B'Tshuva. So the Bereshu, or the Beis Din, rather, Matir, all the Nadorim you made, so it's Ge'ilu. Hopefully, and Kol Nidre is also the same idea, and it should be Ma'ira, a gather of tshuva. But how does it work? So the answer is that what is the Ikka problem in the Chet? Let's look at let's ask this question. Let's take an extreme example. Reuben kills Shimon. And interesting Shaila. So Reuben killed Shimon. What's the taina on him? Was Shimon, was Nigzar min Hashemayim that Shimon was supposed to be killed? Avada. If you know there's an Aruch Chaim who says differently, so put that on the side because that needs a whole view. But Rav Rubam, they would say Lehedya, that you can't kill someone unless it was Nigzar min Hashemayim. So it was Nigzar min Hashemayim that Shimon should die. What's the taina on Reuven? The answer is that nobody in Reuven didn't know that Shimon was supposed to be killed. If a Novi comes to Reuven and says, Novi Emerson, you have to kill Shimon, which sometimes has happened in history, and the Nevi'im have told people to kill someone, then he's mechuyev to do it. And then he gets scarred for what he did. But if nobody told him that Shimon is supposed to be supposed to be killed. The Ramban says this teretz of the question. Well, what's the time of Paro that he enslaved the Yidden? It was in the Brisbane Avasorim. It was Nixav in Shemayim. The Yidden was supposed to be Avonim for 400 years. And however it works, to 210. So what's the taina on Paro? So one of the Turutsim is that Paro didn't know that it was Brisbane Abbasorim. He wasn't coming. Hinani Muchanam Zuman, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to enslave his Heiliger Kindalach. So I'm going to be Mekayim, Rotzon Hashem. He wasn't doing that. He did it because Mitoch Rishus, right? Mitoch Ra. So Be'etzim, what's the taina on the Rotzeach, the fact that he was boicher to kill him. It's not the etzem meiser of Hariga, that's not the problem. The problem is, Reuben, why were you boicher? But who are dealing with every Aveira? Every Aveira, the ikar taina on the person is the bechira to do the Aveira. Afterwards, the results of the Aveira, that's min HaShemayim, that's meant to be. The Moshel, take a different dogma. If Klal Yisrael keep two Shabbosos, Kol Klal Yisrael keep two Shabbosos, the Gula would come. And it didn't happen. They kept one Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos, they're already Mechalal in the Mekoshet Zaytzim, was Mechalal in the second Shabbos in the Midbar, and we've never had a Matzah, the Kol Klal Yisrael kept two Shabbosos. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the Gula to come before? Obviously not. The Rebbeinu Shem wants the Gula to come whenever that time is. But, so the person being in Chalal Shabbos is because he knows, oy vey, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want to bring the Gula now. And if everybody's going to keep Shabbos, then the Rebbeinu Shem will have to bring the Gula. So in any Mucharim Zuman, to be Mekayim, Rotzen Hashem, I want to be Mechalal Shabbos, and the Rebbeinu Shem won't have to bring the Gula. Actually, yeah, of course he's not doing that. The person Mechalal Shabbos, he wants to be Mechalal Shabbos. So it's the Bechira which is the problem. Now comes along the Siddur Yisroel and says, the whole time on the bench is why he was Boicher to do the Aveira. So as we see in Charotas HaNeder, that a person can get back through the process of Charotas HaNeder to change that decision to make the Neder, who are doing the way Tshuva works, is Mitoi Charota, is you can get back to your Bechira, say, I wish I hadn't have been Boicher, I wish I didn't do that Aveira. Why did I decide? Why did I listen to the Yetzer? I wish I hadn't done that. And then that's oike the bechira. You can change the bechira. The chet was still done. Say that the chet was still done. That's not the problem. The problem is, why were you bechira? That's how the Mishnah Yisroel is looking at it. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the etzim harota, he is learning it differently, because the Rabbeinu Yoina says that harotos are neder is like tevila in the mikveh. The Chazal say that moide ve'oizev yerucham. A person has to be moide, vidui. The Rabbeinu Yoina says vidui is koil harota. You can't come to Hashem and say chotosi, and I don't care. I'm very happy that I was choite. There's not a vidui. You say chotosi, and I wish I hadn't been choite. So moide, but you have to also be oizev. So Chazal say, if a person's moide and he's not oizev, it's like a person's toivel, mitumat sheretz, and he's still holding the sheretz. So aziva is getting rid of the sheretz. But what's the actual tahara? Where's the tahara come from? From the vidui and the charota. So in vidui, me and Hashem, next week we'll talk about vidui, how vidui works. But why is the charota tahara? So it's Ken Zayin Avada Lefi Rabbeinu Yon. If you remember the beginning of the Rabbeinu Yon said the ik of tshuva is to be niskarev again to Hashem. When a person, Rabbeinu Yon says later on in Shari Tshuva, when a person has harot and he feels bad, and he feels bad that he didn't avera, that shows that there's a certain kedusha in him. That shows that he has shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That charot, I wish I hadn't done the averas. I wish I was a bigger tzaddik. I wish I was closer to Hashem Yisborach. But those machshavas are what's makariv him more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is you go into the mikveh and you're misbattled completely. No chatzitzas. You're misbattled completely to the mayim of the mikveh, which is mayim min hashamayim. That's all we learn. The mikveh is mayim min hashamayim. It can't be shuvim. So ke'ilu, you misbattle completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cut away all the mechitzas, and you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's technically what tuma and tahara is. But in the mahalach of tshuva is to come back to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela, that's how charata would work. So, how practically are we going to do charata? So we're doing tshuva on two levels, right? Tshuva klalis and tshuva muaderis. Tshuva klalis, how would it work? We would tshuva klalis. Person that has to think, I wish I was a bigger tzaddik. And you have to sit down and spend a few minutes thinking about it. It doesn't happen stump. I wish I was a bigger tzaddik, boif and klali. Why would I would have a kohanot to be mevatel Torah. And I wish I would have enough yerushamayim that when I come into this nisoyin, that nisoyin, I'd be able to be oimid. And I'm upset and tzibrochen that I'm not holding there. And that's what a person has to focus on and think about and be ma'or in the charata. Another eitzah to be ma'or in charata is to learn Shari Tshuva when he talks about charata. Because he has a whole cheshbon, how he says, goes through stages and stages and stages, basically this idea, but he spells it out more in detail, that there's oinish for the averas, and why wasn't I merachim on my neshama, etc., etc., ayin shom. And you learn it and think about it, stage, line after line, how it applies to me, that I can be misor, and think these thoughts, and a person comes to charata. The other thing is, when we talk about both in prati, so Agav, I spoke to the fellow who's bringing the guy who put out the Chidoz Vidui, so they told me it's coming on Sunday. He's going to bring it on Sunday. He's going to bring it before. So the other Eitzah is to, before we look in the Aziva, is take the Avera, the easiest Avera which you can fix up. And then for Charata, look either think about that Avera, how chomer it is that you mezalzen in that Avera, or take a different Avera, an Avera which you meimela feel bad about. You look through and so it could be a different Avera, and you feel charata mamish on this specific Avera. So you work on two levels, charata both in klali, and charata for this, why did I have to do this Avera? The Maisa, there's an interesting Baruch Haim, which is also a big Yisoid in Tshuva. In after the Bnos Midian, Bnos Moab, the Chet, after Bilam's Eitzah. So, the first of all, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Tzoros HaMidyan. You have to give him Tzoros. And then, next parasha, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, go make a milchama and wipe them out. Make it a comma. So frankly, Baruch Haim, why does it start with Tzoros HaMidyanim? Why doesn't it just the Rebbeinu Shalom just say, go make a milchama? Take the comma, they were machtiyu, terrible things what they did, go and wipe them out. So the Baruch Haim, before a person comes to do that nekoma, before they came to do that nekoma, they had to be oiker the chet from their machshavas completely. They had to get to a matzav. We hate this chet. We despise this chet. What was the taina? So not everybody did the mezane with them, but even the people who weren't mezane, what was the taina? Kimat Klal Yisrael was going to be wiped out. Why weren't we wiped out? What happened that we weren't wiped out? No, who knows? Nobody knows what saved Klal Yisrael.
Moshe
Rabbeinu. No, not that time. Pinchas, the Maisa Kanoas of Pinchas, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'loichi li'isi es b'nei Yisrael b'kanoes kinosi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lahedra. He gets a brisi shalom because I did not wipe out Klal Yisrael. Because Kinosi, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was such a stark midas adin against Klal Yisrael. So the shaila is Bishlam of the people who did the Avera, so they did die. why Melokinisi is Klal Yisrael? So the Svonai, because at the end of the day they weren't Meicher. They didn't stop them. They didn't, or even make a Mechah. You can't always stop to stop people. But they didn't make a bechor. When Pinchas came and did that ma'isa, he was saying, we're not masking with this nus. And that defended Klal Yisrael. So the Aruch Haim, that before they go and do the nekoma for that chet, against the Midyanim, who bachti them, they have to be oiker the whole thing. It has to be disgusting. Why weren't you oiker? He realized it's such a bad thing what they were doing. It was terrible what they did, and they made them do par as well, and got completely taken up with the whole taiva. They went meshuga with their taiva, and they even did par, which is stump disgusting. Why weren't you moicha? Because it wasn't so. You didn't hold it was so disgusting. And before you come to the comments, tzoros hamidyanim, build up the sinner. Who are then? When you come to the Abeirah, when you come to Tshuva, you have to think to yourself, build up for one Abeirah. Why am I? I'm disgusted with myself. I had to do this Abeirah, so bad. It's terrible. I heard recently from a therapist that sometimes there are people who are addicted to certain behaviors. He says, an addict, b'derech klal, remains always prone to that action, even years later. He says, even in the, when the addict controls himself and hasn't gone back to it, let's say an alcoholic, right? So even if he's controlled himself, he's clean for years, he hasn't touched a drop of alcohol. But he says, he's always open to fall back into it, because the addict, be'etzim, hasn't come to be oiker and say, this is terrible. I went too much. It's not terrible. It's not disgusting. To get a person, he told me, it's kibat impossible to get an addict to get to a situation where he's so disgusted with the behavior. So I told him, the ma'aser, it's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, there's two things in midas. There's kvishas amidas and tikkun amidas. One is, one level is your kovish, the midah, but the midah is still there. You're always sholit, and you're not nichshal, you don't get angry. You're sholit on your kaas, and you don't get angry, and you haven't got angry for 20 years. We haven't been attacking it, because it's still there. Every time have a minute, you stop it. To get to the point that you're attacking it, is that it doesn't exist anymore, you have to get to the point that you're disgusted by it. That is part of the maila, the madrega, let's say, of harata, to work on one avera. You can't be disgusted with yourself that you're not the biggest tzaddik. That's not shaykh. But to get to an avera which you feel bad and think about it, chazok, you need zman to do tshuva. You think about it, misboining, why this avera is disgusting. Tzoris and Jonim to try and be oiker it completely. It's another mila in Harota, how Harota should work, that if a person gets to be disgusted with the Avera, he won't come to do it again. So, Yetz Hashem, next week we'll make a sim, will be about Vidui, and see how any of this fits into the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Yetz Hashem, tomorrow night, 9:30, we'll talk about Zichronis, and on Sunday, we'll make the Vad at 9:30, because Slichas on Monday morning is very early, it's Pashas 6:15, so we'll try and finish a bit earlier on Sunday night, and then we'll talk about Shofar, and Tkir Shofar, and Shofros, and we'll... Ez Hashem, we should all have a wonderful Shabbos.